Good morning, my friends. I cannot explain to you my excitement this morning. My name is Maria Mariano, or as my French young kids say, Maria Mariano. You know what? Their French accent, they make me laugh. Weren't they beautiful yesterday? Our wonderful Ella with Emily. Just by the way, Emily did her first appearance on Bureau Tupperware, the Diamonds yesterday. She had over 90 people watch her. She's freaking out. She goes, I feel like a pop star. I go, you are a pop star. I love it. Welcome, my friends. I'm really, really excited because Brian Tracy, I think he's doing a marathon at the end. Hey, Melanie, it's as if he wants to put everything in at the end, but everything he has at the end that he's just throwing there. Thank God we have experience. Thank God you're reading the book with us, because we're going to take it apart for you, because I think he has enough material in the last segment of the book to write a whole other book, just between us, okay? That's how wonderful it is, okay? So before we move on, my friends, which is, yes, we're closing into the end of the book. I'm a little bit sad, but don't worry. We got another exciting book coming your way. I want to go to you, Marie-Pierre, to make sure they're going to share this podcast, because it's going to be such a power. For me, it's such a powerful podcast because I already did it with the mastermind, you see. So I need to say it's going to be such a powerful podcast for you guys.
Yes, good morning. So I just put in the chat, in the comment, the text that Maria just prepared for us. So when you share, you can just copy paste this text so people know why they should listen to the podcast. So if you are on Podbean or on Facebook, you will see at the bottom of your screen where you write the comment. Just beside that, there's an arrow so you can share everywhere. So if you are on Podbean, you will have the opportunity to share on all the different social media platforms, and you will be able to share by Messenger and text message too. And if you are on Facebook, you will have the opportunity to share on every place on Facebook. That means on your personal profile, your story, if you have a business page, if you have a VIP group, all the groups that you have, and you can share by Messenger too from Facebook.
Thank you so much. So today, we're going to continue to go deep in the power of self-confidence. Now, self-confidence is action-based. This is a lot of things we forget to remind people. Self-confidence is action-based, okay? So it's going to guide you today towards unlocking your full potential and becoming the best version of yourself. Well, isn't that the mission of the millionaire of the diamonds? Every day, leveling up and becoming the best version of ourselves. I said, oh, I'm going to love this podcast today. So as we go through the final chapter of The Power of Self-Confidence with Brian Tracy, if ever you want to get your hands on the book, but I'm telling you, you're never going to get out of the book what you got out of the podcast. Because we have three incredible people coming together. We have Marie-Pierre with the analytical point of view, with the test, who brings us to a lot of self-reflection. Melanie Miller, your way to look at the subject and take it apart in bite size so we can digest it and integrate it. You know, she has a doctorate's degree, and it shows in her delivery of the podcast. And then you have me with the 40-plus years experience. I mean, how are you going to get that book any better than this between us, right? So I would strongly recommend, if you do get the book, but do it with the podcast. So read the segment and then, or listen to the podcast, then read the segment, okay? So be prepared to put into action and transform your 2024 with a podcast like today. And those that were at Rally yesterday and that will be at Rally tonight, with what we shared yesterday and what we're going to share tonight, my God, it's like a whole full circle. Today, we are focusing on three major sub-subjects that will ignite your passion for growth and success. Melanie, Dr. Melanie, all the way from Australia, and remind yourselves, it's past midnight for her, will help us with discovering what we need to achieve it with regards to inner strength and inner capabilities. Marie-Pierre, yes, she has this practical exercise that when she gave me already question number one, I'm going, I think I'm going to like it diagonally. Okay, good. So I'm excited for the test. I want to see what you guys are going to answer. So I'm going to give you my introduction, drawing from my 40 years of invaluable experience in the business world as a multi-level marketing specialist, real estate investor, plus, plus, plus. I want to highlight the importance of being decisive. Okay, if you're going to lean in and you're going to write something, I know you write when Melanie Miller speaks, but with Maria, you got to write being decisive. We call this the decision of the vision. Okay, result focused. Write that down. Result focused and action oriented individuals. Okay, this is what I want to share with you. So where it begins is by the copying the right cat, the top in your field. Copy the qualities of highly respected professionals in your field who consistently deliver exceptional outcomes that you too can, so you too can position yourself for success and command the respect of those around you. That's what I did when I started Tupperware. It was Hélène Jalbert, Nicole Steven. And by the way, I said to Marie-Pierre, what I realized, they were all 40 years old. So I'm going to add a little bit of extra Maria here. Make sure that they don't feel threatened by your success. Because I was 20 years old and they were all in their 40s, they wanted to see me succeed as much as my upline leader. Okay, so be careful of the people you surround yourself with, because they need to be genuinely happy for you. Like, I know Melanie looks at, I'll give you an example, Pauline. She's not in her upline, but Melanie is almost retired. Actually, she has an active retirement. She's genuinely proud and happy for Pauline. It's not threatening to Melanie. So this is so, so important, because I have a daughter of mine in law. And what happens is when you climb the ladder of success, many of your peers, if they feel threatened, will start sabotaging your work. And then, you know, it's time to get out. That's what I said to my daughter. It's time to get out, because it really bothers people when you demonstrate things that you should be doing and you're not doing. You understand me, guys? It's very, very threatening. So we're going to emphasize today the importance of putting yourself on the fast track. So that's what I want to talk about now for achievement. You need momentum. Like, without the big mo, nothing of grandeur is ever going to happen. Nothing of grandeur. So let me give you an example. What did you do when you qualified for that Mustang in your multi-level marketing business? What happened in those 6 months prior, before qualifying for the Mustang? Bottle that. That's what you need to bottle. Alan Miller said it once to me. He says, I don't understand why Tupperware doesn't bottle. Well, I'm telling you, that hype needs to be bottled so you can repeat the winning formula. Now, in my business, what I find is they get all this hype here for a Mustang, or here for a wild trip, or here for this award, and then they go back to being where they were. They go back to being where they were. So you get the peak and then all the way back to where they were. So what I'm basically, you know, took out of the book so far is rinse, repeat. And that's what we've been doing with my multi-level marketing business over the 40 years, is keeping that spirit of 6 months just before qualifying for a huge trophy like the Mustang, keeping that passion alive year after year, month after month, day after day. Melanie Miller once says it, you get me tired. You're always excited. And it's from the bottom of my heart. It's not something you can fake. I mean, you can fake 1 day, 2 days, but not 40 years worth, right? Complacency and mediocrity have no place in the world of the successful. So by cultivating a passion for excellence and embracing a mindset of continuous improvement, that's the mindset we need. You're going to pave the way for a growth even your mind can't even imagine. We never imagined that one day Lydia Ma from Quebec, Canada, would one day sell over $50 million and be number one in the world, when the world consists of Tupperware companies with 400 million people. Can you imagine that? The unimaginable will happen. And last, remember that greatness lies in consistency and aligning your actions with your core values and principles. Never, never, ever compromise. So by setting clear goals, and that's what we talked about yesterday, and we're going to talk about tonight at our meeting, having a deep sense of purpose, Melanie, that's what we talked about last night, and we're going to talk about tonight, and carefully tracking your progress. That's, Melanie, I'm writing and I'm going, oh my God, you know, you will boost your self-confidence and attract the right people, the right opportunity. And if you're going to collaborate with somebody, it's going to be to get greater success and not just to say, I'm collaborating with so-and-so. The operation was a success, but the patient died. So my friends, over to you, Marie-Pierre, because I am very competitive. It is my spirit, friendly competition. I love to hear who's in the top five, who's the winners, blah, 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 blah. Over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Yes, we will announce the winner for February. Yay! So the top five, official top five of people who contribute the most on our Facebook group. We have Jacqueline Stockley, we have Danny Chartrand, Joanne Corbeil, Louise Gauthier, and Lise Boucher, who get the notebook, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So congratulations. And for everyone who contribute during the month, you will be in a draw for...
Yeah? Lise Boucher is number one.
Yes.
For me, you see? The competitive side of me, okay? It's so important. And number one, Liz. Okay, so.
And for everyone who contributes during the month, so when you post, when you put a reaction, a comment, at the end of the month, you will be in a draw for a t-shirt. The winner for the t-shirt for February, it's Marie-France Toupin. Yay! And then for everyone who invites someone new to the group, and when you are new to the group, you will be in the draw for the t-shirt. And the winner for February is Emily Mode. And then for our Shopify, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, so the boutique Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So when you receive your new items or when you order, I know maybe you didn't receive it, but take a picture, post it on the group. So you'll be in the draw for the t-shirt. The winner is Yannick Brunet. So congratulations.
I'm so excited. Anybody else like me with recognition? I love recognition. I love recognition. They say actually people work harder for praises than they do for raises, just by the way. So it's time to step into your greatness and shine bright like a diamond and let the pressure make you invaluable, like absolutely incredible. Over to you, my friend Melody.
Thank you very much, Maria, and good morning to all of you. So last week, we talked about the five qualities that Tracy had outlined for that he saw as qualities for success. We talked about common sense, being good at what you do, self-reliance, and intelligence. And this morning, we're going to look at the fifth quality, which he says is getting the job done. This means that you have identified the results needed, you know you are responsible, and now you must get it done. People who have success in this way are results-oriented. They have a bias for action and urgency. And they are extremely capable at what they do. And as they succeed, so they succeed more. They know what they are doing and where they are going. Our leader, Maria, is one of those people. She is clear in the direction she wants to go and what she wants to achieve. She will never arrive at her current goal, because the goals are always getting bigger. Because the results are bigger, she can set bigger goals all the time. When I joined Tupperware in 2007, our annual sales were about 1.8 million. Yet every meeting I attended, we were handed over a folder that had on the front 10 million as the goal. I remember thinking, 10 million, wow, in your dreams. But Maria got the job done, and we actually hit 10,000 in 2011. But by that time, our goal had increased. It was no longer 10 million, it was now 25 million. And so it was each year when we got close And for her, close is like halfway. When you got close to the goal, so the goal got bigger. So much so that just before COVID, our goal was 75 million. Nobody believed it. It was like, this woman is crazy. But you know what? In COVID, we hit 50 million. Nobody ever thought that we would get to that result. So of course, 75 million was off the table. And now we have our big, big goal of 280 million. So one of the ways to do this is to get on the fast track. What does that mean? It means that to get better at the things you're doing, you need to grow. The meetings that Maria gives us now are nothing like the meetings that we used to sit through at the office. The experience Maria has had through growing and learning and being continually conscious that she needs to be better to make us better is really quite remarkable. Having a leader who is in the mode of continuous learning will help any organization to move to better and bigger results. And one of the important things to do is do what the top people do. Be prepared to learn from others. What are the people who are at the top of your MLM or other business doing? Can you copy them? Being a copycat is actually a really good way to learn. Maria's ability to look at those in success and do what they do has continued to add to our ability as an organization to always move forward. Learning from the best, continually improving yourself, getting better results are amazing ways to increase your confidence. And so now I'm going to hand you over to Mary Pierre, who I hope is going to help us find some of the ways to do this. Over to you, Mary Pierre.
Thank you, Melanie. So yes, when we read this part of the book yesterday, the part that really hit home for me was really result-oriented. Do you have all you need to be result-oriented? Because yes, we live in the fast-paced world that is ever-changing. So are you really directed for your result? Are you able to reflect on your approach to see the challenges as something that is fun and to go over the new obstacle to always learn something new? So I have for you a quiz of 10 questions that you can answer A, B, C, or D for each. And at the end, I will give you the result. Of course, I know sometimes you would like to answer A and B, or maybe B and C. No, no, you have to choose only one. Again, yesterday, Jean-Philippe is always there, but he was trying to say, no, I want to answer two. No, it's only one per question. So let's start with number one. So when you are faced with a complex project, do you A, tackle it immediately without much planning and to get a head start? B, do you feel overwhelmed and procrastinate? C, do you break it down into smaller, manageable tasks and prioritize them? Or D, do you consult with others before starting to gather as much information as possible?
Can we have two answers?
No, it's only one.
I don't like your quiz.
I don't like it. So you answer each question honestly to get the most accurate, but you only one answer, the one that feel the best for you. I know it's not perfect. The quiz didn't know you. So let's continue. Okay, number two. So upon receiving constructive criticism, do you A, feel discouraged and lose motivation? B, take it personally and get defensive? C, listen but don't always integrate the feedback? Or D, use it as a stepping stone to improve my work. Number three, when I'm working on a task and encounter an unexpected obstacle, do you A, stick to my original plan and hope it works out? B, feel frustrated and consider giving up? C, look for alternative solution and workaround? Or D, take a break, return to it later with a fresh perspective? Number four, in terms of managing your time, do you A, often find yourself distracted by less important tasks? B, work best under pressure and leave tasks until the last minute? C, make a to-do list but don't always stick to them? Or D, prioritize tasks based on urgency and importance to stick to a plan? Number five, when you are working with a team, do you A, prefer to take charge and make the most of the decision? B, contribute when asked but generally follow others' lead? C, encourage collaboration and value everyone's input? Or D, sometimes find it challenging to align with the team's goal? It's difficult this morning. I see your face. Number six, when I achieve a goal, do you A, move on to the next task without reflecting on your success? B, take time to celebrate and acknowledge the achievement? C, review what worked well and what could be improved for next time? Or D, feel satisfied but worry about maintaining this level of success? Number seven, in pursuing your goals, do you A, focus solely on the end result regardless of the means? B, maintain flexibility and adapt strategy as needed? C, sometimes lose sight of my goals when faced with challenge? And D, stay committed and keep my objective clear and focused? Number eight.
I'm going to answer two. For me, there's two answers to every question here.
Okay, so on Facebook, on Zoom, they didn't hear Maria. Maria decided that, no, she doesn't listen to the rules of the quiz. She answered multiple answers. So at the end, she will have everything. Woohoo! Okay. Where was I? Number eight. Okay. So when prioritizing tasks, do you A, tend to focus on what I enjoy doing first, regardless of the importance? B, assess each task impact on my overall goals and prioritize accordingly? C, try to multitask and to get everything done at once? Or D, ask for others' opinion to determine what should be done first? Number nine, in terms of personal development, do you A, rarely invest time in learning new skills unrelated to my immediate task? B, continuously seek out opportunities for growth to enhance my performance? C, focus on strengthening the skills that I already excel in? Or D, feel uncertain about where to focus my development effort? And the last question, number 10. When facing a tight deadline, do you A, work steadily and maintain composure, focusing on efficiency? B, feel stressed and anxious, which affect my productivity? C, prioritize completing the task, even if it means cutting corners? Or D, rally the team and delegate tasks to ensure timely completion? So now you can look how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, amenities. It should be a total of 10 or more if you are Maria. She will have 20 answers. That's funny. Okay. She never listened to the rules. It's okay. It's Maria. So your answer will provide you some insight into how you approach tasks, how you handle challenge, and how you drive toward achieving your goals. So if you have mostly A, now you are in the you might be action-oriented, jumping into tasks with enthusiasm. Yes, it's a strength, but ensuring that you also have a plan and that you strategize before acting can enhance your effectiveness. So consider working on your planning skills and being more reflective on your action to improve your result. If you have mostly B's, that suggests that you are a reflective and considerate person in your approach. So yes, it's a valuable trait. So to build on this foundation, focus on becoming more proactive and confident in taking initiative. So balancing reflection with decisive action will help you become more effective in achieving your objective. If C was the most of your answer, you likely excel in adaptability and problem solving. So you are good at finding alternative solution and adjusting your plan as needed, and enhance this strength can be setting clearer goals by developing a more structured approach to your tasks to ensure consistent progress toward your desired result. And if you have mostly D's, that indicate that you have a good planning, execution, and teamwork skills. So to further refine this quality, you want to consider focusing on innovation and creativity in solving problems and achieving goals. So this can add value to your result and help you stand out in your effort. So yes, regardless of the outcome, it's always something that being result-oriented is about the continuous improvement and adaptability, like everything in personal development. So it's always a continuous development that you have. So embrace opportunities for learning and development, seek feedback to gain new perspective, and remain open to adjusting your strategy as you grow. So each step you take towards strengthening your result-oriented qualities will bring you closer to achieving your goals with efficiency and effectiveness. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day. And yes, we'll continue with that marathon at the end of the book for everything that we need to cover about self-confidence before the end. So have a beautiful day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.